Hello, it's yet another beautiful morning. Welcome to Witness Radio program. Know Your Land and Environment Rights. My name is Rita Bavidier, your host, as usual, for Know Your Land and Environment Rights. Well, I'd like to give you a recap of what we discussed in our previous episode. Well, we discussed about the intestate succession in Uganda. For example, if a person dies or died without a will, they died when they had not made their will. That is the intestate succession that I'm talking about. So if a person dies without a will, what is done? Who inherits the property? And we said the people that are supposed to inherit the property are the spouse or partner. We include the children, both biological and adopted. We include the parents of the deceased and also other close relatives such as brothers, sisters, and other dependents that the deceased used to help when he was still around or when she was still around. Yes, and this kind of property is distributed into percentages, or it is divided. For example, we said the surviving spouse is given 15%, the children are given 75%. The parents are given 9% and other dependents are given 1%. So if this person died and they did not have any children in their marriage, then the spouse inherits 50%, 50% of the inheritance, and then the other parents inherit 49% and other dependents or relatives receive 1%. That is if the deceased died without having children. We also looked at how one can become a legal guardian, which steps are they to take when they want to become a legal guardian. First of all, one thing that they have to look at is the eligibility to apply for guardianship. Yeah, we also said this process of becoming a legal guardian is governed by the Children Act CAP 59, which was amended in 2016. And also we talked about people that the law allows to apply for guardianship. First, we said a relative, such as a grandparent, uncle, aunt, or an elder sibling. A non-relative, if it's in the best interest of the child. We also looked at the corporate body or NGOs, such as orphanages. Those can apply for guardianship. Lastly, we talked about who can apply for letters of administration in Uganda. So applying for guardianship or becoming a legal guardian is also different from being an administrator. So much was discussed in that lane. I kindly request and beg you to go back to our previous episode. If you missed that episode, go back and review and see what we discussed so that you can follow up and catch up with us where we are. Today, we are going to talk about a process of applying for letters of administration. We are continuing from where we stopped. Yes. A beautiful lady here with me. You know, she has been taking us through this program. Our beloved council, we are always humbled for your presence. You're welcome.
Thank you, Rita. Hi, everyone. Hope you're doing good. Thanks for staying tuned into Witness Radio. Please, do not get tired of us. Hang in there. Let's fight against illegal land evictions together with an informed point of view. And the only way we can fight it is to make sure legally everything is right with us and it all starts with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Council. We are going in for a break. We shall be back.
Farmers, do you want to learn essential agriculture practices and benefit from your land? Look no further. Tune in to Witness Radio for expert knowledge and guidance. Listen to Witness Radio to learn more about environmental laws and policies and how you can protect the environment. Do Do development projects or land evictions affect your community? Share these experiences with us on Witness Radio.
Welcome back from that short break. Without wasting any time, we are going to start right away. And welcome, Councillor Joan.
Thank you, Rita. Thank you, everyone. Today we'll start with like Rita has done, giving you a recap of what we discussed about in our last episode. Yeah, we are focusing more on interstate succession. And in our first episode, we had to find out what interstate succession is all about. And we say this is refers to distribution of a deceased person's estate when they die without leaving a valid will. We talked about who inherits under interstate succession. Spouses, children, parents of the deceased, relatives such as brothers, sisters, and other dependents. We talked about the distribution of the wealth or the property of the deceased, where we talked about surviving spouses getting 15%, children 75%, parents 9%, and dependent relatives 1%. We all talked about if the children are not there, the wife gets 50%, and then 49% goes to the dependent to the parents, and dependents still stay at 1%. We also talked about rights of the widow and widower, that everybody has a right to inherit the other's property in case one passes on. We talked about guardianship and custody of minors, where the parents of the, or both the parents of the child die, and then they're left minors, so they have to appoint a legal guardian to take care of them and carry on with the responsibilities of parenthood. We talked about how one can apply to become a legal guardian, and we talked about the fact that one must be a relative, a non-relative, but should have the best interest of the child. A corporate body or NGO can also take care, act as a legal guardian. We talked about filing a legal guardian application in court, where we said the applicant files it in the High Court, Family Division for Foreigners, and Chief Magistrate's Court for local guardianship. And the petition must have details of the child's name, age, background, relationship of the applicant to the child, reasons for seeking guardianship, and proof of ability to care for the child. So we also looked at the processes of which another one of the ones that are used when applying for guardianship is they conduct a social welfare investigation to find out if the child is in good hands and the person that is taking care of them really loves them. Court hearing a decision. So the court considers the child's best interest as per the Child's Act and the UN Convention on the Rights of Children. The applicant must demonstrate good character, financial stability, and willingness to take care for the child. It also looks at the court issues a guardianship order granting legal possession of a child. So we also talked about responsibilities of a legal guardian, providing shelter, food, health care, basic needs, then managing the parent's inheritance, providing moral and emotional well-being or support. We also looked at the fact that a guardian cannot become the legal partner. The child retains the right to inherit their biological parents' property, regardless of the fact that there is a legal guardian. Legal guardian may be revoked if the guardian fails to fulfill their duties or miss. After that recap, we looked at responsibility of a legal guardian, we looked at the administration of the estate, and then we looked at who can apply for letters of administration in Uganda, and then we looked at who can apply, we looked at surviving spouses, children of the deceased. That is a person who can apply for letters of administration in Uganda, we looked at surviving spouse, children of the deceased, parents of the deceased. We looked at other postulates, creditors. Legal representative or administrator general can also have a right to apply. Then now today, that was just a recap of what we discussed in our last episode. So today now we will concentrate more on filing a petition in the High Court or Chief Magistrate's Court. So here, if you are filing for letters of administration, the applicant must file a petition in the appropriate court stating the name of the deceased and date of death, relationship to the deceased, list of beneficiaries and estate details. When we talk about beneficiaries or estate details, we talk about the land, the money, the assets, a death certificate and proof of next of kin. So after there will be publication of a notice of the application is published in the Uganda Gazette and newspapers for 14 days. This allows other interested parties, such as potential heirs or creditors, to raise objections. We looked about court hearing and grant of letters of administration. If no objection arises, the court grants letters of administration, giving the applicant legal authority to manage the estate. If there are disputes, the court may hold hearings before making a ruling. Then administration of the estate, the administrator must distribute the estate according to the Succession Act, and then the administrator must account for all transactions and submit reports to the court if required. The administrator must act in the best interest of all beneficiaries, and mismanagement of the estate can lead to legal consequences of revocation of the letters of administration. The process can be contested in court if disputes arise among family members. So basically, applying for letters of administration ensures that the deceased estate is legally managed and distributed. The process helps prevent land grabbing, fraud, and family disputes, ensuring that beneficiaries receive their rightful shares. So we looked at now that is if you want to apply. Hope now we are moving together. The fact that you have to apply to either the High Court for foreigners and Chief Magistrate for locals, and then we have given you the details that you need to have in the petition, the details we need to have in the petition for applying for letters of administration. So how to request for withdrawal or revocation of letters of administration in Uganda? If an administrator fails to properly distribute the deceased estate, beneficiaries or interested parties can apply to revoke/withdraw the letters of administration. The legal basis for this is found in the Succession Act, Cap 162, and the Civil Procedure Rules. Which grounds are there that can lead someone to actually apply for revocation of letters of administration?
Counsel, right there, we shall start from there when we come back from the short break.
Oina amawulire agakwata ku kibattaka. Oba waliwo gw'omanyi ng'agobeddwa ku ttaka, oba ng'ebintu bye byonooneddwa olw'enkaayana z'ettaka, oba ekibanja. Tegeeza Witness Radio ng'oyita ku ssimu zaffe namba 0491 497221 oba eya WhatsApp 0745 965 765. Nandiki ensonga ziroope butereevu ku kibanja kyaffe ekya Witness Radio ku www.witnessradio.org. Laba ku mmapu eraga abantu n'ettaka eritwaliddwa era ojja kulaba ekigambo Report Eviction awoloopa. Bw'oba ogobeddwa ku ttaka, bw'omala noonya ekitundu kyo gy'obeera ku mmaapu eno, onyige ku kitundu kyo gy'obeera ku mmaapu, kireete akatonyeza akalangi emmyufu, olw'okanyigeko. Jjuza ffoomu eyo, onyige safe okutereka by'ojjuzza. Teekamu ekifaananyi eky'ekitundu ky'ettaka eribbiddwa. Nyiga upload ng'osindikirako ekifaananyi.
Do you want to learn more about the legal nitty-gritty of land laws? Benefit from our programs at Witness Radio. We will teach you how you can protect your land from land grabbers. Are you a human rights activist? Do you want the voice of the voiceless to reach the authority responsible? Tune in to the People's Radio, Witness Radio. Listen to Witness Radio addressing land issues in your community on matters of land development that do not affect the people and the environment.
Breaking the silence and elevating community voices. Witness Radio, your number one choice.
Welcome back from that short commercial break. I remind you that you are still listening to Witness Radio program Know Your Land and Environmental Rights. For those that are just joining us, this is Witness Radio. Let me say my favorite program with your favorite hosts and favorite guests. For any questions, you're interested in the program, you've missed a lot of episodes, kindly go to our YouTube channel. We are Witness Radio. All those episodes will be there so that you can catch up with us. Before we left for the break, we were talking about how to apply a letter for administration. And council has already told us what is entailed or what one requires to do when they need a letter of administration, and she also talked about the key legal considerations, which is the administrator must act in the best interest of all beneficiaries, and on. So council, please continue.
Thank you. So we're looking at grants or revocation of letters of administration. Then we looked at what grounds does court look at before revoking letters of administration if the administrator. So this happens if the administrator fails to distribute the estate fairly among beneficiaries, mismanages or wastes the estate, e.g. selling property unlawfully, fails to provide a proper account of the estate when required, may also act fraudulently, hiding assets or misrepresenting facts. It can also happen if the administrator becomes incapacitated or dies before completing the administration. And also if the administrator obtained letters of administration through fraud, forgery or false information. So those are the grounds that a court can look at. While obtaining the letters of administration through, it can happen through fraud, forgery, and false information. So those are the grounds that court may look at by revoking letters of administration, or the court can look into if it is to revoke letters of administration of an administrator.
And revoking the letter of administration, you mean withdrawing or...
They withdraw.
Counseling.
Exactly.
Okay.
They withdraw and cancel the letters of administration just in case the administrator falls in the categories of the examples we have given. And there could be more than this. These are just examples.
Mm.
But there are many substantial grounds out there that can lead letters of administration to be revoked, just in case the beneficiaries really prove that indeed he is no longer fit for the purpose.
Mm.
Steps to request for revocation of letters of administration. You file an application in court. The concerned beneficiary, family members or creditor must file a petition for revocation in the High Court. File an application in the High Court, Family Division or the Chief Magistrate's Court, High Court for Foreigners, Chief Magistrates for Nationals. And you file it where the letters of administration were granted. The petition must include the names of the deceased and details of the estate, the name of the administrator and how they have failed in their duty, evidence of mismanagement or misconduct, e.g. missing assets, improper sales, a request for the appointment of a new administrator if necessary or if there. Court hearing, the court will summon the administrator to respond to the allegations. If the administrator provides a valid reason or agrees to correct their mistakes, the court may give them a chance to rectify the issue. If serious misconduct is proven, the court revokes the letters of administration and may appoint a new administrator. If necessary, the court appoints another suitable person, e.g. another family member or the administrator general, to manage the estate properly. So redistribution of the estate, the new administrator takes, if that is if a new administrator is appointed, The new administrator takes over and ensures that the estate is distributed according to the Succession Act, and beneficiaries must be given their rightful shares. If the administrator misused estate funds, the court may order them to refund or compensate the estate. Criminal charges may apply if the administrator engaged in fraud or theft. So disputes over administration can take time, so mediation is encouraged before legal action. So if an administrator fails to distribute the deceased estate properly, beneficiaries can seek court intervention to withdraw their authority and appoint a responsible administrator. This ensures fairness and prevents property disputes among heirs. Which challenges do people face, especially when the deceased does not leave a will or under intestate taxation? Land grabbing and eviction of widows and orphans by relatives. Yeah, the relatives tend to take over the deceased property because he did not leave a will. Lack of legal awareness among community members because they did not know their rights. So the relatives take advantage of that, and then they steal their property, over the beneficiary's property. Then they lays in administration of estate due to bureaucratic processes. So under intestate succession laws in Uganda, it ensures fair distribution of property among surviving family members. However, challenges such as gender discrimination, land grabbing, and dispute require continuous legal awareness and enforcement of existing laws to protect vulnerable beneficiaries. So basically that is what I heard about intestate succession for this episode. Thank you, Rita.
So counsel, before you call off, how does an administrator ensure that the estate is distributed fairly among the heirs?
If you recall earlier on, there is where we stated that there is a percentage that is assigned to whoever, to each beneficiary, where the wife gets 15, I think, percent.
Yes, yes.
And then the kids get 75, then the dependents get, the parents get 9%, and then the dependents get 1%.
Yes, I remember that.
So definitely, in most cases, according to those percentages, the administrator has to make sure when he is trying to assign to distribute the estate, he has to align with the percentages that are stipulated by the Succession Act. You get? Otherwise, if you find people that know the law, they will actually challenge him, and that is where the revocation of the letters of administration come in. So there are percentages that are there that he must follow to make sure that people benefit equally as per the law. You get?
Okay.
Yes. So when we talk about the 75, you make sure all the kids are given fairly. Like if me and you have our father's kids, like they cannot, let's say if it's 75, they cannot give me 40 and they give you 20. You get?
Yes.
Like if it is 35, 35, 35, like equally.
So that is the role of the administrator.
Yes.
Okay.
So the dependents will benefit from the 1% share equally. You get? Yes. So that's what happens.
So how about the role of court in resolving disputes? Because in relation to letters of administration, for example, if these people or the beneficiaries are having maybe trouble accepting what the deceased has left for them, how is the court going to resolve such? How is the administrator going to solve such an issue if they're having difficulty to accept what is given to them?
They can. The thing is, because if they're having issues or they are not satisfied with their shares, they have a right to go to court and complain, or you get. But still with court, it will also stick to the rules. If your wife how much are you supposed to get? They equate it to what you've gotten. If you're the children, the same thing. If you're a dependent, the same if you're a parent. So if the administrator, they has to have shared equally according to what the law stipulates, then there is nothing you're going to tell them. You get. But if he has not been fair, like I have been telling people, then of course court will hear the matter either through a mediation first before legal action. You get. And then settle the disputes. And if indeed you try, because if you do not share, distribute equally, and then in the process you're doing it because you have in your mind you want to steal, commit theft, it can also actually lead to revocation of your letters of administration. So for those that are not comfortable with what administrator has distributed, they can go to court and lodge complaints. They can go to court and lodge complaints to court.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm.
So to get a redress in that effect. But even when you go to court, if the administrator has distributed according to the percentage stipulated by the law, then there is nothing you're complaining against him. Like, he's literally right. You get? Because it's not in his mandate to say, I am giving this one more or what. The law is very clear. The percentage that he is supposed to get.
So, in that time, the law decides for you.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, I was going to say, if you happen to die and you don't leave a will, the law would decide for you.
Leave a will, you don't die after writing the will.
Yeah, definitely. You can't write your will when you're dead.
Yeah. Some of them think that if you write a will, then that you'll die soon. Who said? Prepare. Yeah. It's always good. Especially when it comes to land matters and you have children and you know your family is very complicated. Usually understanding men, they may not write a will in one way or another, but usually, let's say if they buy a land, they may write a document. You see this house? And this kind of blah blah belongs to my wife, this and this and this kind of children, blah blah. So if there is that kind of letter, someone cannot and want to actually evict you from that place. You get, or deprive you of your right to benefit from the estate. Because I mean, there's a document that was there, not necessarily a will, but to show that this property is in the hand of this one until further notice.
Okay, Council, thank you so much. Thank you so much for today's discussion. Hope our listeners out there that have got something, and I've been always telling you to get a pen and a paper so that you can write down some of these things, because our minds are too packed up to keep most of the things that we learn here on this program in our heads. And yet our intention is to actually sensitize, inform you, impart knowledge to you, our dear listeners, so that we can be able to get this knowledge and put it and practice it. Yes. So I really want to thank you for listening to Witness Radio, and for those that are having land disputes, having environmental issues, you can call us. Call Witness Radio on 0414697221. Yes, that is for direct calls. And also you can find us on different social media handles. We are on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Witness Radio. We also have YouTube, on Instagram, Facebook. Yeah, basically that. And then we have a website, www.witnessradio.org, where we give you updates on land matters or land issues that are going on across the country, within the country, deep down, starting from local communities, in Uganda. So kindly continue listening to Witness Radio. More of the programs are still coming, and when we start one by one, we shall get there. So thank you so much. I am Rita Babige. Until next time, have a great day.